This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no doubt that the Democrats are trying to cause a civil war in this country. In fact, I forgot. Can we print that article from earlier this year when we got the secret Soros documents they later confirmed were real, where they tried to cause martial law in 2015, working in blue cities with the police to have Antifa stage attacks to try to get the general public to burn down cities so that Obama could declare a civil emergency? It even admits all that. Please print me that article. That was Soros documents show plan to cause civil unrest and martial law. There it is. Document that tells plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore to then be spread nationwide. Then they plan to have the UN come in under the Strong Cities Initiative run by then Attorney General Loretta Lynch and have the local police departments go under UN control. And remember, back then, a couple years ago, the UN was running the refugee program and telling the State Department who to let in. So it sounds crazy, but that's how arrogant and out of control these people are. And they're shooting for the moon. They're throwing Hail Marys. But from their experience, it works. So why not do it? Now, why am I saying that? Clearly, the Democrats are doing this whole hysterical hoax, hissy fit about the illegal aliens' children being held in shelters. That's what they are. And comparing it to Nazi Germany as a talking point coming directly out of the deep state, out of Brennan, out of Clapper, out of Hayden. They started all this. They're the people that are the shadow government. McCain has been the head of the shadow government, but he's on death's doorstep. Kind of a interesting omen to where their deep state's going. And so you've had this going on since the times of Eisenhower, but the official law was passed back when George W. Bush was first in office. Obama continued it till his last few years, and then he just started letting everybody in and not even checking them. Didn't matter if they had TB, didn't matter if they had scabies, didn't matter what they had, leprosy, you name it. You got leprosy, came back to the U.S. Thousands of cases now in public schools in California, Texas, and Florida. They tried to cover it up, but it's in the news. And he would just let different charities that were certified by the Democrats, that just means be a Democrat donor, load kids in vans, trucks, cars, buses, and just disappear them. And it came out in the Washington Post that many of them were then sex trafficked. Headline. Children, migrant children released in Obama's program ended up in sex trafficking. Headline. Washington Post last year. So Trump says, we're not doing that. We're going back to the law unless they change the law and have a new system for this. We can either totally release people or we can hold them and takes on average 2 days to vet them. You have no idea who these groups of people are, sometimes thousands of them at a time, usually 20, 30 at a time. And there's no discussion of the hundreds of thousands that die in Mexico being fed on by the smuggling gangs. Hundreds of thousands. They find mass graves everywhere. That's a mainline number. The fact that 80% of the women are raped on their way up here, not in the U.S., but Mexico. Oh, no, Mexico's perfect. Trump is a monster. And those are the headlines in the New York Daily News. The little girl crying. Trump is heartless. Trump is cold. Trump is evil. Trump is a monster. He's craven. Oh, my gosh. And they show a photo of the cute little girl, just like the little girl washed up dead on the beach. And then say, got to open the borders to Europe when it's Soros bringing them across from Libya. It's not Soros' fault. He brings them across. They hit some high waves. A kid falls out and dies. No, it's Europe's fault. And the same thing. These people come across by the millions, and they're bringing their children in some cases. We don't know who these people are. Okay, well, we check your IDs or find your IDs or make sure you're not a, you know, probably been deported already 5 times. You're not an arsonist, a rapist, a pedophile, a criminal. We are going to hold you while we find out what's going on. Just like when you're flying in from another country and even you're a citizen, you get checked. They are spinning all that now with Rachel Maddow crying and all this insanity, trying to push insurrection in this country, but also trying to distract. It's such bad acting. It's like junior high acting level, like seventh grade acting level. I mean, she wouldn't even get an award for this in seventh grade. to distract from their treason and the deep state crimes. They are panicking. Now we come back. Hollywood's calling for more violence and the kidnap of the president's son and his rape at the hands of pedos.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are desperate. Their whole deep state plan has been blown wide open. We are getting control back over the federal government. The country's turning around on every front. Poll numbers show that Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, but Black Americans particularly, are seeing massive increases of support for the president and his Make America Great Again, Americana agenda. So what are they going to do? Thank you. Brought me a coffee. I forgot my coffee. What are they going to do? They know that as libertarians, as Christians, as patriots, as conservatives, we have a conscience, and we care about children. You know, we're the ones that don't want to abort them. We're the ones that don't want the EU banning people from being able to have disabled children and forcibly abortioning all of the Down syndrome children. It's the Democrats that are the eugenicists. It's the Democrats that are the social engineers. They're the ones that say we want the case for killing granny. Cover of Newsweek. They're the ones that say kill one old lady and hire 10 teachers in a zero-sum game. A win-lose game. They're the ones that get up there and want government-funded assisted suicide. But at the same time, they don't want someone who's terminally ill to have access to an experimental drug or treatment that might save them, but will certainly help do studies that will save others in the future. Why is that? Oh, no. We don't want to extend your life, even though it's your choice and you're dying. But if you're just depressed and have nothing physically wrong with you, we want the government to fund killing you because we want the state having the power over life and death. That's the Fabian socialist, British socialist model that is really the dominant global system of these big mega banks and of Microsoft and of IBM and others. That's really who they are. They're social engineers. And they've got a huge, horrible group of weak, compromised individuals in Hollywood who are in Salon and in the New York Times and in Vice, HBO, promoting pedophilia and promoting all of this other evil garbage over and over and over and over again. So, what's the latest? They've got the deep state being exposed. They've got it coming out that it's the worst bias and corruption and targeting and setups and frame-ups and failed frame-ups of Russiagate and Spygate that making what Nixon did look like heaven compared to hell. And so what are they going to do? They're going to have everybody hysterically on every mainstream media channel, every program everywhere, play audio over photos dubbed of a child crying in the night wanting their mama. You know, I left to work this morning, and my 13-and-a-half-month-old daughter, who's just beginning to have separation anxiety, even though she was with my wife, began shrieking and crying as my son and I, my oldest child, walked out of the house. And as I closed the door, I heard my little daughter begin to shriek and say, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. And it was so sad, I recorded part of it, and I wasn't even thinking of why I recorded it. I may actually air this. Because she was saying bye-bye is why I recorded it. I didn't even think that I could play this and talk about how I deserve to have my house burned down. That's what Cusack's calling for. I deserve to be kidnapped, killed, whatever, because my daughter cried, and I made her cry. Think about the mental illness of this. People bring their children across thousands of miles in some cases, hundreds of miles of desert. They get here. And then we have no idea who these people are. In many cases, they don't even have IDs. And the media only focuses on the women and children that are a small part of who's coming across and make it look like we're just scooping them up for no reason and putting them in trains to be sent to Auschwitz and Dachau and Buchenwald. And we have the former head of the CIA and the NSA that did all the illegal spying, all the frame-ups, all the garbage, pointing his finger at our president and saying he's a Nazi, loading people on trains. And as the attorney general pointed out, people were trying to get out of Nazi Germany. They weren't trying to get in. Unbelievable. So that's the reality. And you've got the Democrats not just now pushing to distract from the Russiagate and the Spygate and how that's exposing their criminal activity in the deep state, trying to overthrow an election, trying to stop an election, saying he'll never be president once he is. We've got to keep him from getting in. We've got to block him from being inaugurated. Remember all that? Remember all that? And lying to you and saying they hadn't spied on you? And they've got this little arrogant, corrupt, compromised nerd, General Hayden. If anybody looks like a pedophile, it's him. I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but God, does he look like one. I was casting a pedophile. I was casting a child murderer for a movie. I'm casting like somebody that kidnaps kids and eats their brains. I would cast Hayden. Seriously. He doesn't he? Little soft, gremlin-like person on a power trip who gets to look at all your email and read all you do and look at the photos you put on the cloud of you and your wife and everything else. And he gets to oversee all the blackmail and all the control and Vault 7 CIA stuff, framing everybody. And then they show photos of Obama era, Drudge has it, when they didn't have these things set up right, so they had them under tinfoil blankets, space blankets. They actually work pretty good if that's all you got. Look, DrudgeReport.com has it. So they're showing old photos on CNN with Hayden of what Obama did and kids that were in smaller cages, not larger facilities, and saying it's Trump when it's them. Total frauds. Total liars. But I don't know if he's a pedophile. He just looks like one. I know he's a lying, deep state sack of garbage with Phil Mudd and Brennan and all the rest of those crooks that have been caught red-handed. Red-handed, ladies and gentlemen. So, the next level isn't just distract from what's happened. The next level isn't just to distract from the fact that they've been caught, that they've been found out. The next level is to call for pedophiles to sexually assault the president's son. Because that's what Hollywood does. That's their fetish. It's what they're upset with Trump about. But he's trying to put the brakes on that. And so, Paul Watson's InfoWars.com article is top linked up on DrudgeReport.com right now. Actor Peter Fonda, I'm sorry, I almost said Peter Fonda. Actor, we don't know he's a pedophile. We just know he's calling for pedophiles to assault a 12-year-old. So actor Peter Fonda encourages targeting children of Border Patrol and ICE agents. Quote, "We should find out what schools they go to, scare the bleep out of them, and make their children worry. Yes, let's stop children." But that headline isn't even strong enough. Do you know what he actually said, and it's in the story? Paul Watson chronicles it at Prison Planet. You should retweet it. Things at I Am Fonda, which you are as a sicko, has encouraged in the last 24 hours. Showing up at schools to scare the bleep out of children, of Border Patrol agents, quote, putting Barron Trump in a cage with pedophiles, hacking a government database. This is really going to be an interesting test of Twitter's terms of service. They'll probably make him a moderator for what he's done. But it's worse than what Paul even says. He calls in the tweet for kidnapping Barron and taking them and putting them in a cage with pedophiles. Actually, taking hundreds and hundreds of people a day per sector, sometimes thousands, sometimes it's thousands, that are stopped at the border, sneaking in, and 80% of which the women have been raped, and taking them, getting them checked for disease, giving them food, giving them clothing, giving them showers, and putting women in one area, children in another, and men in another, while you vet who's got a pedophilia conviction, who's got a criminal arson, who's got an armed robbery, who's been deported 15 times, who's connected to MS-13. That's keeping children from being put in cages with pedophiles. You don't throw kids in a general population when crimes have been committed and you're being put into there to find out who you are. That's just normal, default, having a border, having a country. But Fonda turns it around that Trump's putting kids in cages with pedophiles, and then he dreams of the 12-year-old boy, which I guess excites Fonda, obviously being raped, being thrown in. So Peter Fonda has called for the president's son to be kidnapped, put in a cage with child rapists. That's what he's calling for. And he needs to get in a lot of trouble for it. Hope he didn't fall down and hit his face.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
So the sickos in Hollywood that think they've got control of this country's mind and soul are starting to get scared. They realize that their corrupt, degenerate, anti-human, anti-family, pro-abortion, anti-Christian system is being rejected, not just here, but all over the world. And Hollywood and the big banks and the communist Chinese are openly allied with the EU against America. But America is coming back, and all over the world, there are populist nationalist candidates and people winning office that are now allied with the return of America in 1776 worldwide. Why not have 1776 and just the Renaissance idea of freedom? It's bigger than America versus collectivism and versus globalism and megabanks that are tax exempt and exempt from law, who then tell us we can't have prosperity, we can't have families, who then use racial and cultural division to play us off against each other. Now, here's the big news, ladies and gentlemen. The desperate scum in Hollywood are calling for violence against Trump, violence against his family, violence against Republicans. They're calling for confronting anyone that's a nationalist and saying, how dare you hurt children? When Mexico has hundreds of thousands of dead in the last few years in their road warrior level societal collapse. Hundreds of thousands have been killed. Hundreds of thousands haven't been found. They found over 100,000 buried in mass graves along the Texas border, right through to Arizona on the Mexico side, killed by the smugglers, killed by the banditos, killed by the criminals. But there's no movies, there's no TV shows, there's nothing. They don't humanize any of those people. It's unbelievable. They're constantly finding dozens here, 100 there, 20 here. It's estimated there's hundreds of thousands, close to 200,000 dead, admittedly. But they haven't found many of the bodies in comparison. So, you've got that being underreported, and then you've got Peter Fonda, this washed-up guy. I don't think he's been in a big movie since, what's that one he's in with Jack Nicholson, Born to be Wild? Motorcycle movie? So he hasn't been in a movie in something like 50 years that anybody watched. He's the son of a movie star. He's a Hollywood thumb-sucking degenerate brat. And he joins other losers like John Cusack calling for burning down the shelter centers that the children on average spend 2 days in when they're vetting who's who. Yeah, Easy Rider wasn't Born to be Wild, but they have that soundtrack in it from Steppenwolf. Easy Rider. So there you go. So a bunch of old hippies that nobody cares about, and Jack Nicholson, the big buddy with Roman Polanski, just another group of has-beens, fossils, crypt keepers, coming out and saying, we want to burn down the migrant centers. That'll be great. Kill a bunch of people. And notice the Democrats are always saying, I'm going to incite somebody to violence. They're the ones calling for it. Now, this degenerate, this washed-up nobody, Peter Henry Fonda, has gone on his Twitter account, Dr. McCam shot please. I'm going to blur out some of the cuss words here for TV stations that are picking this up. He said, we should rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles and see if the mother will stand up against the giant, you know what, she is married to. 90 million people in the streets on the same weekend in the country. That's the goal, and that's their talking point. They want civil war. That came out January 10, 2018. Document details plan for civil unrest and martial law, working with blue cities and Antifa, staging riots, hoping to get the citizens involved in mainly black areas to cause a race war. Go read the 30-plus pages yourself, and they admit these documents are real. Soros' response to me publishing these is to finance a bunch of lawsuits against us. Think about that. So they're still doing it, and that's why you've got the former head of the CIA saying Trump's sending children to concentration camps. He's like Hitler. No, the Democrats are advertising, come here. You've got a whole bunch of people that have made it across with diseases, you name it. We're going to vet them and see who they are. And they say, oh, my gosh, you're the worst person in the world. And then Henry Fonda comes out, Peter Henry Fonda, his dad was Henry Fonda, and he says we should kidnap the president's son and put him in a cage so pedophiles can have sex with him. That's the kind of sick stuff going on in his mind. When Trump's keeping kids from being put in general population where they would end up getting raped, just like the Superdome and Katrina. And just like they do in Europe, where they do just put them in general migrant camps of hell. And many of the kids Obama did just release, Washington Post, you can pull it up. Many of the children released under Obama's migrant child program ended up in sex traffic and were killed. That's the Washington Post. If you guys can't find it, we had it last night. It's a key article. I'm going to pull that up. So, think about this. There it is. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers, report says, Washington Post. That's the Washington Post. Who first broke that? 4 years ago. We broke it in 2014. They were forced to report on it in 2016. Now, since Bezos bought them, they won't report on anything true. They had some integrity before. So, they want us to just let people in and let the Democrats and the coyotes on this side pick them up in vans and God knows where. We would be all aiding true human trafficking and violating federal law as Obama did. Yeah, print me that article too as well. So this is unbelievable child abuse. The Democrats say come here, go through the most dangerous area in the world, northern Mexico. Then when they get here, if we want to vet them and protect the children, we are heartless scum. We are the devils. We're the worst people. But it gets worse. Fonda says hack government databases. Old Pete. Old Peter. Old Pete, old Pete. Not saying he's a pedophile. He just wants pedophiles to be with children. So I guess, you know, he's like the enabler, Pete, old Pete. Pete, old Pete Fonda. Old Pete, old Peter Fonda. Wow, you're a sick freak. And let me tell you. You old, dirty hippie. You old, degenerate piece of crap. We're going to make America great again. We're taking the country back. We're going to bring everybody of every color together, one race, like Martin Luther King talked about, and all you dirty, race-baiting Democrats, we all see right through you and the KKK family you're part of, the whole KKK culture, and no matter what you do to us, we're going to break your back. We've already broken your will, so Mad Al's crying. They're all freaking out. They're all going crazy because they know the truth. Then he is obsessed with children. He says that he is going to go and that he's going to call for 90 million people to go stalk conservatives and Border Patrol and ICE agents at their homes and at their children's schools to terrorize the children. We should hack the system, quote, get their addresses of the ICE agents, CPB agents, and surround their homes in protest. We should find out what schools their children go to and surround the schools in protest. These agents are doing this because they want to do it. They like doing this. And more and more and more. Show up at school, scare the bleep out of the children, put Barron Trump in a cage, kidnap him, give him to pedophiles, hack government databases. Isn't that just not? We need to make them worry about their children. Ooh, classic textbook stalking, saying they're doing it to terrorize people in mafia racketeering to make us submit to them. It has a name. It's called terrorism. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
Peter Fonda is saying it. Rachel Maddow is saying it. The former head of the CIA, Hayden, is saying it. Phil Mudd, his deputy, is saying it. They're all saying we want civil insurrection, we want to overthrow Trump, we want war in the streets, and then we've got Soros documents admitting it all. And then Peter Henry Fonda, the washed-up child star of Henry Fonda, comes out and says, We want to kidnap. You heard me right. We want to kidnap Barron Trump and put him into a cage with pedophiles. When Trump's stopping these many of them unaccompanied minors and finding out who they are to not put them in general population with pedophiles, potentially. And then he calls for civil insurrection, 90 million in the streets, harassing and targeting and going after the families of Border Patrol agents, stealing their identities, hacking into databases, harassing the children. Look at drudgereport.com. It's all right there. Antifa blast list of personal photos and identities of border agents and ICE. Melania breaking, calls Secret Service after actor threatens to kidnap Barron. Cage with pedophiles. Absolutely. Protesters chase Homeland Security Secretary from restaurant. There's video of that. The media's like, yay, get him, do more. Remember when they got up on stage and told Dana Loesch, you're a murderer? And they said, burn her. I thought I was watching a Monty Python skit. She's a witch. Well, how do you know? She's got a mole on her nose. So this is what the Democrats want. They want Milo chased out of a New York restaurant screaming Nazi, Nazi, Nazi when he's a gay Jewish guy. They want the Homeland Security secretary chased out of a restaurant. They want me chased out of restaurants. This is what they do. I was in a restaurant in Hawaii sitting there with Zimmerman ordering lunch up at the counter because it was quicker to go back out to the pool where the kids were waiting than to order through the waiters at the pool. The service was real slow. And I'm getting the hamburgers and stuff and the drinks, and this woman walks over and she goes, I just want to ask you one question. How do you sleep with yourself at night? How horrible and evil you are. And I said, ma'am, that's not really true. Let's talk about this. Get away from me. I'm calling security. Get away. They're all drama queens. They're all fraudsters. They're scammers. It's what they do. They lie. Bernie Sanders guy was bumping into me at the airport saying, stop touching me, Alex. Getting in close to the camera so you couldn't see that he was bumping me. That's what they are. They're deceivers. Their constituents are deceivers. In studies, they're 6 times more likely to engage in criminal activity, 9 times more likely not to give to charity. That's British studies, U.S. studies, Australian studies, German studies. Liberals are posers. They're not real. I'm not even really a conservative. I'm just a libertarian, free-thinking, common-sense guy. And they hate me because of it, because I want you to be strong. I want you to be independent. And America's coming back. Great again. Disability applications plunge as economy strengthens. Meanwhile, Rachel Maddow has now apologized for fake crying on live TV. Elijah Cummings hasn't done it yet. Oh, man, you watch the Black Congressional Caucus knowing that black folks are waking up to them, learning about how blacks are 50%+, their people get aborted, learning about how the Democrats got hired by Margaret Sanger and how the blacks got hired by her to control them. Blacks are leaving the plantation in mass exodus, so Cummings and everybody just get more and more crazy, more and more out of control when the kids are in internment camps, they're in concentration camps, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't say a word about half the black kids getting aborted. He doesn't say a word about thousands of people shot dead in Chicago every year, black on black. He doesn't say a word about MTV and the MTV Awards last night that I monitored, 100% race war, whites are evil. Hollywood wants to use black Americans as a political detonator for civil war in this country, and black folks aren't buying it, and they don't know what to do. It is so insane to watch it all happening. And now, the big news. Melania calls Secret Service after actor threatens to kidnap Barron Trump. I called Paul about an hour ago. And I said, about an hour and a half ago, I said, Paul, I'm glad to see your stories on drudgereport.com. But I said, them threatening Border Patrol agents' children and saying harass them and breaking the databases is big. But not as big as saying kidnap the president's son, Barron, and put him in a cage with pedophiles. That's the real crime right there. Spokesman for the First Lady, Stephanie Grisham, has informed the Daily Caller that the Secret Service has been notified of the threat. And the tweet is sick and irresponsible, and the USSS, United States Secret Service, has been notified. A story's at dailycaller.com. It's on Infowars.com. And I'm going to just give Paul the credit because Paul's awesome. This is the number one story in the country right now. Paul is on it. He had the first story. Drudge had it up first. And my only angle to Paul was, I'd change that headline to, they call for kidnapping the president's son and put it in a thing with a case with pedophiles. And I want to add the point again that if you expand on all of this, this is part of a talking point they're putting out. This is what they want. They want violence. They want attacks. They want to bully everybody into submitting. They think if they throw coffee on me or come up and threaten me or sue me or say they're going to kidnap the president's son or they shoot Congressman Scalise or they do all this stuff that we're going to go, oh my gosh, don't hurt me. I better conform. No, we bought into political correctness because it was an extension of the civil rights movement and what conservatives and Christians did. That was something good. You guys hijacked Martin Luther King and all of that, and now have twisted it back into a race-based system of guilt and control, and people are rejecting it. They're rejecting Georgetown. They're rejecting Evergreen College. They're rejecting Missouri State, where they say whites aren't allowed, white men aren't allowed on campus today. Get me some muscle. Get these white people out of here, and it's a weird white lady doing it. And now that very university has signed on to the fake lawsuit against me in Virginia. And they say they want me taken off the air. Yeah, let's play her. What's that lady's name again? I always forget it. Melissa Click. Let's hear her come over and tell an Asian guy, by the way, was the camera guy, you're not allowed to be here either. Oh, and Harvard, their internal documents have come out in lawsuits now. Even CNN had to report it, saying that Asians aren't socially well, and that Asians are inferior when it comes to their social intellects. So the most stereotypical racist stuff, but see, that's the left. The Asians don't need them. They're the top 9 performing groups according to race, according to amount of money they make. White people are number 10 below Asian groups. And yeah, that's an older article. It just came out this weekend. I meant to cover it Sunday, but I got so busy I didn't get to it. I think I printed it. It was Harvard rated Asians lower on social traits, humor, and humanity. They actually said they're not as human. Really, my sister is super funny and super human and super smart, and she's Korean. Go to hell, CNN and Harvard and all of you people. You're full of it. She just doesn't need you. She doesn't want to be dependent on you. She's upwardly mobile, culturally, genetically, however. Look at communism in North Korea. They can't even make a car. South Korea is the most productive country in the world per capita. The exact same people, but under different ideology. Allowed to have some freedom, soaring. And Harvard doesn't want that. They want a bunch of people they can get in there and get all angry and upset and manipulated so they can be programmed to go out and cause more social disruption. Because they want you on the plantation. They want to train a bunch of house slaves at Harvard and Missouri State and the rest of it. When we come back, we'll play her say, get me some muscle. It's incredible. But hey, there's the Democrats calling for all their violence, all their other garbage, because they're desperate and they're scared and they want to do what? Change the subject from the hearings yesterday that we're going to cover straight ahead. Stay with us.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, the desperate mega corporations that finance the giant colleges that give you worthless degrees on average are extending their call for free speech to be banned everywhere. They also want to script themselves as the heroes, so when you've got collapsing third world countries coming in, thousands of people being picked up a day per sector, and they are then checking them for diseases and vetting them, you don't put just children in the general population. If somebody just trekked across the desert of Mexico facing the smugglers and death, and 80% of the women get raped. Oh, but the bad guys are the Border Patrol there, everything under surveillance, everything brought in by the book, everybody showered clean, given food, talked to by an expert. That's the evil Americans that don't have a heart. After all, it's not Nicaragua or Salvador or Venezuela or Mexico or Guatemala. None of them ever did anything bad. No, no, no. When they kill American tourists or kidnap people and shake their families down. No. It's America's bad. Chuckie Schumer said so. And Rachel Maddow said so. And remember, Melissa Click, she's a white woman, but she can tell the white guys there at Missouri State, remember, that get me some muscle. She says to the black guy, you're not allowed, being white, to come on the campus. We say so today. We've taken control of it. They're invoking total racial division. And I've got a new article on Infowars.com by PJW, Never Trump Conservatives, their new talking point. A whole bunch of them came out and said, whites are bad and must be replaced. So they're trying to tell all these unskilled people coming in, white people are bad. Come on in and hate white people. That's the Republicans. That's Crystal and the rest of these folks. Wow. Unbelievable. If only we could keep the hardworking Latin American newcomers and deport the contemptible Republican cowards, that would truly enhance America's greatness. Yes. And then Crystal goes on and says, the problem is white people. That's right. It's the white people that we have one of the most open societies in the world and all the rest of this. And that the biggest group is Chinese women coming in now to have their babies free, who become citizens and then get all the free goodies. See, these are race-based folks. So they all look at the demographics and go, well, America's not white anymore. Let's jump in and try to make minorities racist and make it all a race-based system instead of a system of free market. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, Melania Trump is called Secret Service after actor threatens to kidnap and rape her son. Peter Fonda, the washed-up-for-life actor, total bumbling Hollywood scumbag, says he wants to kidnap him and put him in a cage with pedophiles. Well, that's what the Democrats want, just releasing kids to whoever's there to pick them up at the border having no idea. That's the child trafficking. The Washington Post has reported that, or putting kids in general population. And you know that. Unbelievable what a teleprompter reading virtue signaler he is. So here's Melissa Click.
Hi, media. Can I talk to you?
No, you need to get out. Well, you need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here.
I need some muscle, and here come the folks. Think about that. The getting all the minorities together and saying, the whites are over there. You're not with them. You can't trust them. Only us. Only me, the little professor. I'm white, but I'm the good white. Teaching you the other whites want to hurt you. These are the weirdos with chips on their shoulders that seek power. And now that university is joining in the lawsuit against me in Missouri. And in their lawsuit, they say, we want Jones silenced. We want InfoWars taken off the air. We run America. No, you don't. And we see right through you horrible race-baiting people. Just, you are monsters. Unbelievable. And then, of course, don't forget, you've got all these other washed-up Hollywood people. They call them stars. I call them droppings. John Cusack coming out and saying, burn down the immigrant centers. That way they can be picked up by the Democrat vans and buses and trains and taken to God knows where. Washington Post reports a lot of them in the sex trade, a lot of them killed. But that's okay, because John Cusack's got that same lazy-eyed look in his eye. He's anointed. He's in movies. We've got to do what he says. Burn it down, man. A lot of unbelievable stuff. You know, everybody's fleeing the blue states and blue cities. There's a new article on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Starbucks admits they can't make profit in blue states. We'll cover that later. And we'll play the clips of the Republican neocon saying, white people are the problem. Everything race-based. This is the opposite of Martin Luther King. It's such a hoax. The kids being abused is a hoax. Everything's a hoax. Everything's a lie. Cummings crying. Mr. Maddow crying. All of this is a joke. Now, what are they really distracting from? What are they diverting from? We're going to go to it in a moment, some of the powerful Trey Gowdy statements, and even he's being forced now to say, okay, the FBI is bad, the Justice Department's bad at the top, this is the worst thing I've ever seen, this is out of control, and now you've got the new talking point that's good out on even Fox News, justice must be served, Comey and McCabe must go to jail, and that means Hillary, lock her up, Hillary for prison. You're clear to fire at will, Commander. They like to compare us to the empire, or the opposite. We're America coming back against the globalist empire. If you want to use one, it's like Empire Strikes Back. And we've reached the shield generator. mean, fire at will, Commander. Okay, target maximum firepower. We've already blown your generators. We're coming in. It's over. And you're not going to escape, by the way. So you want to use that? You go ahead and use that. Imperial troops have entered the base. Imperial troops have entered the base. Except Patriots have retaken the base. Patriots have retaken the base. We are flushing the globalists out. Unbelievable. So we're going to play those clips of Gowdy here in a moment. But first, we have a new product in, ladies and gentlemen. And I shot a little video about it yesterday, and I'm very, very excited. It's exclusively available at InfoWars Store at InfoWarsLife.com. And we set out to come up with the ultimate from the known information, heart and cardiovascular body system. It is ExtendoWise now at InfoWarsLife.com. Here it is.
It's the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. Fuses all the known compounds that have been proven to be good for our hearts and cardiovascular system. And listen, everybody's got a heart. Well, actually, maybe Hillary and George Soros don't, but everybody else has a heart, and this product is amazing. So, if you have a heart, and you want the very best product out there that's designed to aid a healthy heart, cardiovascular system, it's ExtendoWise, available at InfoWarsLife.com. And like all of our products are game changers, this baby is the most souped-up, awesome version the top formulators can come up with and still be affordable. It's one of the very best heart pills out there. It's ExtendoWise. So, get some for yourself and family and friends. It's got the very best fish oil from the fjords. It's very, very pure, very, very clean. It has the EPA type that is specifically good for the heart, cardiovascular system. It's got the properly formulated type of CoQ10 and more. It is ExtendoWise, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
And again, that's ExtendoWise, ladies and gentlemen. This is wild harvested, and this is right out of the ocean, the very best, highest, cleanest quality fish oil, and it's the type, it's called EPA, that is for the heart and cardiovascular specifically. The other type is for the brain, and we've got that coming out. It's actually here, but we're launching it next week. And believe me, this is what I'm going to take, what my children are going to take. If you don't know the power of fish oil, and you don't know the power of what it does for your body, do the research. It is amazing. So ExtendoWise now available at InfoWarsLife.com. And we also have combo deals where you can get it with DNA Force Plus. You can get it with Floralife. And you can get it with one of the other products that ties into this, the Real Red Pill, which are all good for heart and body as well. You can get those at 30% off individually or in a combo pack when you get the ExtendoWise at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, let's go out to break with why they're trying to cause civil war, why Mr. Fonda, Mr. Petey, there wants Barron to be kidnapped and raped inside a dungeon with pedos, is because they're trying to divert from the fact that their whole deep state attempt to stop the take back of America failed. So we'll go out to break with just some of Gowdy and more coming up.
And he's talking about how important this is and how momentous it is. And he's got to fix and finish what he started with the Hillary Clinton investigation. I have never in 20 years being a prosecutor seen a law enforcement agent with this amount of animus and bias towards a target. And I hope and pray he comes next week and portrays himself as a victim.
And we got a lot more of these clips coming up that they hope we just forget about, because now they're talking about prosecutions. The prosecutions must happen. That's the new talking point. We've pushed that up to the top of the mountain. We now have pushed the rock to the top, and we're about to shove it down, rolling towards Hollywood and the Chi-Coms and all of them, and they're all crapping their drawers because America's back, you scumbags.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The scientists